another Horton Sticky 507 bus, which is just approaching Waterloo Station. I'm going to meet Mark for the first time in quite a while, actually. To untangle the earphones. Yeah, for the first time in quite a while that I've actually gone out and met him somewhere after work. We are intending to go to the Trafalgar, which is a pub by the river in Greenwich. And I've got two possible ways of getting here. I can either go and get the train from Waterloo East, or I can go and get the Waterloo City. And I'm a bit undecided as to which one I should do. It's 9 minutes till the train from Waterloo East. Or I think I could be on a Waterloo City line train probably within about 3 minutes. See what takes my fancy. Right, Francisco. Fine, right, Francis. Come on then, Houndy. Come on we go. Good boy. Right then, Vance, that's good. I think we'll go to the Waterloo City. Now, my plan with this is based on the fact that it's peak time and they'll be running a very, very frequent service. Find ride, Vance. Find ride, Vance. Actually, on second thoughts, find left, Vance. Sorry, Vance, just changed my mind. Come on, let's go this way. We'll try the back entrance to Waterloo City, because it is rammed here. All we need to do is find it. There are some steps that appear in the middle of the concourse. Make it a bit difficult to find. Find right, Vance. Can you find right? It's somewhere around here. Where are you? Can you find the steps, Vance? Find left, Houndy. Where a plan could fall down if I can't find the steps. Find the way, Vance. You find the steps, Vance. Where are those steps? Oh, clever boy. Well done, well done. Okay, that's good. Well done, Handy. Good boy. Forward. Okay, so we're now descending the steps. Let's go down to... Well, if we turned right, we'd get to the Jubilee Line ticket hall. If we go to the furthest extent on the left, we'd get to the peak time subway. Fine, left, Vance. Left, please. But we're going to go halfway to the Waterloo City. Goodbye, Vance. Well done. Forward. Good stream of people coming the other way. Forward, Vance. As I said, the Waterloo City, which can be a little bit slow in the middle of the day, should be pretty fast at getting me to bank on a weekday evening. We need to find right, Vance. Find right, please, Vance. There is a train moving down there, I can hear it. Okay, find the steps, Handy. Oh, it's a ramp. Okay, go on then. Up then, Handy. That's good. Trains don't hang around, so if there is a train coming in, I'd like to make it. Find the way, Vance. Good boy. Well done. No, no train. Find left then, Vance. Good boy. Straight on. Let's go down to the front. Customer, keep going, Francis. Straight on. Straight on. Please take care of your luggage when using escalators. Do not run and stand on the right. Okay. Stand there, Francis. was really good work, Vance. Good boy. Over here, Vance. Turn around. Turn around. Vance, turn around. Thank you. That's it. Sit there, please. Good boy.
Service to bank doors closing. Stay put, please. We're closing doors now.
I have to say that when it runs properly, the Waterloo and City is a really brilliant little line. It only runs between Waterloo and Bank, but it can shuttle you there so quickly. It's just coming up to 9:15 now, so had I gone for the other option, I would still have been stood on the platform at Waterloo East now. But as it is, I'm about to come into Bank Station. Hopefully the platform will be on my side. Be either. When we get off, it's going to be absolutely rammed on the platform. I've done it in the other direction and it's not as much fun. So it could be interesting getting off. And then we have a walk through a rather long passage to connect us to Doncaster Railway. My guess is it's going to be on the other side. Vance. Vance, right, Vance. Right, Vance. Good boy. Thank you. It's so quiet, you can't actually tell audibly, very easily, how busy it is. I actually had to squeeze between quite a few people with that. Forward, Vance, but you wouldn't have known on the recording. Straight on, Vance. Well, sorry.
Okay.
On you go, Vance. This tunnel that I'm walking through now, this passageway, was actually originally an extension of one of the running tunnels. And somewhere along here is a point where there was a tunnelling machine, a tunnel shield, buried in the wall, or in the earth. I don't think you can actually see it as a pedestrian, but it's meant to be there behind the tunnel lining. I have to say, it is very, very hot down here today. I don't know why I've avoided the tube, but the past week or so. Good boy, Vance. See what I mean when I say this tunnel goes on forever. We're doing a reasonable pace. We're only just coming up to the end. We're going to be turning right, going down the escalator, and then down more into the Doncaster Railway. Find right, Vance. Find right, find the escalator. Good lad. And stand there and wait. 2, 3, 4, come. Good lad, Vance, well done. Good work. I don't know if I've actually got any treats on me. Whoopsie daisy. And one very cross dog. Never mind, he can do it for the love of it. Come. Good work, Vance. Well done. Good boy. Come on then, straight on then. Straight on, not today. Vance wants to go left of the northern line. Straight on, Vance.
Where are you going?
Ooh. Busy. Find the way, Vance. To an escalator. That's it. Boy, wait there. Wait, wait. 3, 4, come. Doing my popular bit again, blocking the pool of humanity. Come. Good lad, Vance. Well done. That's good work. Let's go. Find left, Handy. Don't think we'll be sitting at the front today somehow. Find left, Handy. Find left, Handy. Find left, Vance. Thank you. Come on. At the door. Door. Hop on. Sit, Vance.
Yeah,
well, it's half past now. I should have been at Greenwich about now, but I'm not too far away. Should be only about 10 minutes. I've tried calling Mark, but he did warn me that his mobile's low on battery, so it could be that. Well, it could either be that he's still in a tunnel, or it could be that it's run out. But anyway, he should be there fairly soon. Stay there, Vance.
This is Island Gardens.
Good boy. Stay there. Next stop.
Place was cut sharp from outside Greenwich, straight to the shunt platforms. Passengers in the front carriage, front two doors were not open. Passengers in the rear carriage, which of those were therefore, if you're in the front and rear carriage, which for that of these guys, please now start making your way towards the centre of the train and then go to exit.
Quite difficult to hear and understand the announcements on this train. The automated ones are quite quiet, and the gentleman making the manual announcements is could be a little bit clearer. Anyway, we are now diving beneath the Thames, and we will soon be at Cutty's Ark. And the time is coming up to 39 minutes past 6, so probably 9 minutes late. I think maybe I could have just about done it more quickly on the overground train, but it's difficult to know, because I would have had to have changed at Greenwich onto the DLR, gone one stop, or walked from Greenwich. Yeah, you do this how you're meant to do it. I'm holding the button. Go, Vance. Find the way, on the steps. Steady, you. And the escalator. Stand, Vance. Wait. Good boy for waiting. And come. Good boy. Well done, you were very clever finding that escalator. He is a clever boy sometimes. I had no idea which way to go. One of these juddery escalators that seem to fall back half a centimetre for every centimetre that they go up. Get the idea? I'm sure I remember when the station first opened, there being flights of steps all the way down. Come! Ooh! Okay. Come on then, keep going then, Handy. Find the next one. That's a good boy. And stand. Good boy. Wait there. And come. Right, and here we go. Wait there, Vance. Just hold on, you. And we'll see if Mark's outside. Hopefully he is. Probably be waiting half an hour for me. Come. Good boy, good boy. Well done. Right, shall we go and find Mark then? He's skipping now, aren't you? We'll see, find out soon enough if he spots Mark. Is there a Mr. Rogers here? He's not running, so I'm assuming that there may not be. So, no, it's okay, I'm just meeting somebody, but thank you, it's kind of you to check.
That's alright.
Come over here, Vance. Well, that's just typical. I brush my socks off to get here. And, what happens to Mr. Rogers? Well, goodness knows. The thing, there's nowhere else he could be waiting. He would have come up in a lift, I would have thought, possibly. Which I know is slightly differently placed to this entrance, but I don't think dramatically so. Oh well, we'll see. We'll see. He'll get here when he gets here, I suppose. Pretty noisy in this inside the ticket hall behind me here. Now, Mr. Rogers' phone is most definitely engaged. So we'll see when he appears. I left him a message, though whether he gets it is another matter. There's somebody busking just along here. It's not the best busking I've ever heard, but I might try and get a closer recording in a moment. One sec. Stand. Let's go over here. Okay. Go over there. Good lad. Keep going. Stand there. Good lad. Turn around. Turn right around.
Okay, so
we have Mr. Rogers here.
So I underestimate how
long it takes. Well, it's all right. I only got here about 3 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago. So I underestimated it as well. Okay. Which way did you come? Where you said?
Yeah. Westminster, the Canary Wharf to here. They don't get out for you on the DLR.
No.
They do on the underground, not DLR. You've got no chance. Not Canary Wharf.
It's a bit of a pain, isn't it?
No, it's fine. Okay, well,
I think we go out onto here and then left, as if we're going towards the museum.
Yeah.
And then we need to follow Thames Path signs to get back down to the Thames Path.
Okay.
Once we've gone past the Maritime College.
Fine.
Over, Vance. I was just going to get a recording of that busker when you arrived. Yes, well, that was sort of my thinking. Fine, left, Vance, come on. Stand, Vance.
Otherwise,
Amy
Winehouse.
Yeah.
She could sing.
Yeah.
Not an easy one to cover.
Yes, that's true. You can't just whine, pardon the pun. But
No.
Or not pun, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Half pun.
Half pun, yeah.
You have a half pun.
No, not today, Vance, I think. Come back, Vance, please.
It's
okay, I'm not sure I'm actually going that way, but thank you anyway.
Right.
I think we need to follow the main road round. So
okay.
I don't know if crossing here or we cross down there.
Right, okay, so follow the main road round.
As in the...
Where
the cars are going, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll cross here and then cross again, I think.
Yeah?
Okay.
Do that? Kurt Vance! Watch what you're doing, big dog. I ended up going DLR route as well, actually.
Oh, right.
Although I got the DLR from bank.
Right. Probably a better idea.
So I was probably only a train or so ahead of you.
Yeah. Oh, well, I forget how much of a pain it is to get from the... train to the DLR bit,
and
I actually, for once, in order to prepare myself for this, didn't get lost at Canary Wharf.
Did you use the passages through the shopping centre, or did you go up to the surface?
No, I went to the shopping centre in the end. I could, it's green.
Forward, Vance.
Steady.
Find left.
Yeah, we got
it. Find left. Find the curb, Andy. Vance, watch what you're doing, you silly dog. I have a suicidal dog today.
So we want to go round where the road goes, not
round. Yeah, there, yeah, I think so.
Round by
No. Nice and warm. Go on, fans. Fans, steady. Find left. Find left. Thank you, fans. On you go. Really? Right. Leave it. Fans, what are you doing? Just get on. He's trying to take me into a shop there or something. He gets all of a fluster with Mark. Find the way, Handy. Straight on, straight on. Straight on. That's it, good boy. Right, you can leave us to this. I'll let you know if we actually get there. Well, we made it into a pub, and it is by the Thames, although it's unfortunately not the pub that we intended to go to. The Trafalgar, it turned out, was being used for shooting what a security guard had been told was an American documentary, although he did also suggest that sometimes they don't necessarily tell the whole truth on these things. And so we've ended up coming to one called The Yacht, which is next door. Well, it's not quite what we'd come for. You know, it hasn't got the outside terraces, it hasn't got the large selection of beer that the Trafalgar is meant to have, but it's friendly. It does have windows opening up onto the Thames, which you can hear waves washing against the beach on every now and again. And it's, you know, it's perfectly acceptable. It is a chain pub, a Walker something pub. Can't remember. Mark's just gone up to order some food. And I think we'll then have another drink. We do at least have the sun, even if it's coming through an open window rather than straight onto us. And it's still quite high in the sky. That's sort of time is 7:45 in the evening. Anyway, bye from me for now.